featuring Melody Hobson. Melody is the president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and, of course, every Monday here on the Tom Jordan Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Sybil.
And Melody, we are talking about wages in America and why they matter.
Yes.
Why do they matter?
Well, of course, we all need wages to live, but I wanted to dig deeper on this topic today because everyone's seeing all of these signs of economic growth. The economy is growing well. We've seen the job number this last week continue to improve. So there have been unemployment is going down, consumer confidence is going up, productivity is up, but wage growth has been one of these things that, for whatever reason, has been stagnant for lower and middle class workers. And because of that, as you know, minorities are disproportionately impacted.
And so why are the wages not keeping up with productivity?
Well, one of the things that we are seeing is that part of the reason is that there are a lot of open positions out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the unemployment rate has been high. So employers can hire a lot of people at a lower wage due to the fact that there's so much more competition for every job. But that dynamic is shifting right now. It's shifting because the unemployment number keeps dropping. So when we start to see unemployment, which is right now at 5.8%, when we start to see it between 5 and 5.5,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a situation where hopefully the wages start to move in the other direction because there won't be so many people for every job. The other reason that wages haven't kept up is not just competition in America that we've had to worry about. We've had to worry about global competition as companies have been able to move and willing to move their manufacturing and other blue-collar jobs outside of our country.
Mm.
So that's been part of the reason that this pay has not kept up with the productivity that has occurred around the world.
And so stagnant wages, what does that mean for us as far as especially American workers and the economy?
Well, that's been the reason why this recovery has been so slow. So hourly compensation has risen just 2.2% in the past year compared to normally when you're coming out of a recession and you're not in a war environment,
mm-hmm.
it rises about 5.1%. So that's a big difference. And that big difference is it matters because consumer spending accounts for 70% of our economy. So the more the consumer makes, the better it is for all of us. And that's something actually business does understand. But as I said, they've had this interesting dynamic because there's been so much competition for every job.
So is this a new normal? Is this?
No, I actually think, and that's my point, that I think once we start to see full employment, which is between 5 and 5.5%, that's considered full employment in America, which I know doesn't feel like it for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people are working a couple of low-wage jobs and they are not making a living wage. Once we start to see full employment, that will help. The other dynamic that is shifting that we all know about, and we saw it in the election, is this move towards raising the minimum wage around the country.
Right, right.
You know, that was on the ballot in a lot of states. And in most states, I think all, the vote was for raising the minimum wage when it was on the ballot. So that is going to help as well. And we're seeing that minimum wage story change to, you know, $10. Some states are talking about $12, $15 that would be indexed over time. So it would happen over the next few years, which will be a meaningful change for a lot of people in terms of being able to afford a better quality of life, and something that I think is very, very important.
And I think in some states, like our home state of Illinois, is fighting, well, not fighting, but there is a discussion going on between the city of Chicago and raising the minimum wage and the state as well. So that.
Yes. The mayor in Chicago has been pretty direct and adamant about the fact he wants that minimum wage job.
So we are seeing things, they are going to get better. You do see it.
I think
just
this minimum wage tied, you know, this train has left the station. I think we're going to start to see that happen around the country, and that will be a good thing.
Yes, it will. This is Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Have a great week, Melody. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks. Bye.